弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们翻到圣经格林多后书
五章。Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们在这里念几段经文。
We'll read a few verses here.
格林多后书五章十四节到十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 through 17.
我相信这些圣经很多弟兄姐妹可能非常的熟悉。
I think these verses, brothers and sisters, are very familiar with.
翻到了没有？好，我们可以一起用起音的方式，我们来念。
Let us read this together.
好，我们一起来。原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人，因为的外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人，旧事已过，新的。我们一个很简短的祷告。
Let us have a simple and short prayer.
主啊，求你用宝血洁净在这里的弟兄，在这里的姐妹。
Dear Lord, may your blood cleanse the brothers and sisters here.
不止讲的，听的，都蒙你自己宝血的洁净。
Whether it is the one who is speaking or those who are listening, may we all be cleansed by your precious blood.
甚至不在我们当中，在楼下服侍的孩子、大人，都在你的宝血当中。
Even those who are not here with us, but downstairs in the children and the teachers, that they are all covered by your blood.
甚至在厨房里面，在那边劳苦工作的，也求主纪念他们。
And even those in the kitchen who are laboring away, may the Lord bless them.
更保守我们在外面。车子的安全。
And Lord, may you also keep the safety of the cars that are outside.
求你派天使在这里视为安营。
Lord, may you send your angels to set their camps here.
让我们在这里的聚集能够饱尝主的恩典。
So that the gathering here we may taste abundantly your grace.
让荣耀赞美归给我们的主。我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
May glory and praise be unto our Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.Amen.
早上我想要用哥林多后书五章十四节到十七节跟弟兄姐妹有点劝勉。
This morning I want to use 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14 through 17 to have a word of encouragement with brothers and sisters.
我想这些经文弟兄姐妹很多人都念过非常多次。
I think these verses brothers and sisters have read many times.
这几节的经文里面，我们看到经文里面有讲到三个改变。
In these verses, we see three changes.
我先把这三个改变先把它勾出来。
And I want to point out these three changes first.
如果时间的允许，我们就讲完这三个改变。
If time allows, then we will go through all three of these changes.
如果没有允许的话，我们回家就自己看。
But if the time doesn't allow, then we can go home and read it on our own.
第一个改变，在保罗在劝勉我们的改变。是他不再为自己活，开始为主来活的改变。
The first change Paul encourages us to not only to no longer live for ourselves, but to live for the Lord.
那第二个改变是他再也不用他的外貌来认人。
The second change is to recognize people no longer according to the flesh.
那第三个改变是他说旧事已经过了。一切都变成新的。
And the third change is when he says that all things have passed away and new things have come.
在这一段圣经里面讲到了这三个改变。
And in these verses, it talks about these three changes.
这三个改变在我们的基督徒的生活是非常的重要。
These three changes are very important for Christian lives.
在十四节里面，保罗开始的时候就讲到一件，这些改变的动力在哪里。
At the beginning of verse 14, Paul talks about where does the motivation for these changes come from?
他一开始讲到，原来基督的爱激励我们。
It says, for the love of Christ controls us.
什么是基督的爱？
What is the love of Christ?
基督的爱有很多方面。
There are many aspects to the love of Christ.
我们讲基督的爱的时候,
when we talk about the love of Christ,
我们有时候讲到基督的慈爱,
sometimes we talk about the loving kindness of Christ,
基督对我们的恩典,
the grace of Christ to us.
有时候讲到基督对我们的温柔的爱,
sometimes we talk about the gentle love of Christ.
有时候讲到基督对我们那个不止息的爱,
sometimes we talk about the unending love of Christ.
然而这里讲到的是哪一个爱?
But here, which love does it point to?
我相信每一个嘴,每一个口可以讲清楚基督的爱。
I believe that there is no mouth, no tongue that can describe clearly the love of Christ.
同样的,也没有个心能够填满基督的爱。
And there is no heart that can be filled with the love of Christ.
这里讲到了基督的爱,如果你稍微看看下文的时候,
if the love of Christ here, if you look at the verses that come after,
在我的领受里面, 保罗在这里讲到那基督的爱激励我们的时候, 是特别讲到基督的十字架上的爱。
In my understanding, when Paul says here the love of Christ, he is pointing to the love of Christ on the cross.
这里用了一个字叫激励我们。
Here it uses the word controls us or encourages us.
我很喜欢有一个版本，它的翻译，他说是像抓住我们一样。
There is one version where the translation is that it grasps us.
抓住你。
It grasps us.
还有个版本说，那个爱充满到一个地步，好像要满出来一样。
Another version translates it as the love that is so abundant that it is overflowing.
他说，基督的爱在那里。 充满我们,
it says the love of Christ is there to fill us, to grasp us. The love of Christ and the love of the world are totally different. The love of this world refers to the lust.
我们喜欢,
if we like it, then we stay together.
我们高兴就在一起。
If we are happy, then we stay together.
我们有条件相爱, 我们就在一起。
If we have the conditions to love each other, then we
are together. 我们就在一起爱。
If there is benefit to our love, then we stay together.
甚至现在最流行就是有刺激的时候, 我们就爱在一起。
And now what is most popular is that when there is a stimulus, then we stay together.
这是世界的爱。
That is the love of this world.
世界有很多的东西可以抓住你。
This world has many things that can grab onto you.
世界的爱好像也在那边抓你。
And the love of this world seems also to be grabbing onto you.
世界有很多的事可以在那边激动你。
There are many things of this world that can excite you.
激动你到一个地步，你投身在里面，花了你一生的时间在里面。
Excite you to a point that you devote your entire life to it.
结果你发觉，到头来。
But then in the end, when you look back, you realize it was all in vain.
这里讲基督的爱抓住我们。
Here it says the love of Christ grasps us.
我想一个人能够被基督的爱抓住, 实在是一个有福的人。
I think if someone can be grabbed onto by the love of Christ, then that is a blessed person.
当基督的爱在那里感动的时候,
when the love of Christ is touching us,
你才能知道神的爱是什么。
Then you will know what is the love of God.
当你看到这位在十字架上被挂的那位主,
when you see this Lord who is crucified on a cross,
为我被挂,
crucified for me,
我是这样的一个罪人。
I am such a sinner.
十字架，他上十字架是为我。
That he went onto the cross for me.
今天有谁会为你舍命呢？
Today, who will sacrifice their lives for you?
主耶稣有一个永不止境的爱。
Lord Jesus Christ has an endless love.
舍命的爱。
It is a self-sacrificing love.
圣经喜欢用扩长、升高的爱来形容这个爱。
The scripture describes the love as high and deep.
这个爱一直在那里抓住你。
This love is always there, grabbing onto you.
保罗被他抓住的时候,
when Paul was grabbed onto by this love,
他说我们就想到一件事情。
He said, we think of one thing.
他说我们想。
He said, we think.
这个想他不是用情感上的某那种好像情感上的哇感受到了。
This thinking is not referring to his emotional thinking.
他用的那个想是他判断出来。
This thinking is his judgment.
他有那个理性的强调说强调出来这件事情。
He emphasizes the rationale of this.
我们今天有时候爱一些事情会爱到疯狂。
Sometimes we love certain things to a point that we are crazy.
好像用情感去爱那个事情。
We love it emotionally.
但是保罗讲这个爱。 他可以从理性的里面可以判断出来。
But Paul says this love he concludes through his rationale.
保罗被他抓到了。
Paul is grabbed onto by this.
抓到以后，他说：“基督的爱在那里抓到我。”
He said, "The love of Christ is there, grabbing onto me."
他发觉基督的死跟他有了份。
He realized that the death of Christ he partakes in it.
很抱歉，第一个主日。
I apologize that the first Sunday of the year we talk about death.
你搞不好说你真过分，第一个主日，新年你怎么讲死？
Perhaps you would say, this is too much. How can we talk about death in the first Sunday of the year?
因为我们知道怎么死，我们就知道怎么活。
Because if we know how to die, then we know how to live.
有一个新的年给我们，让我们知道如何好好的活。
We have a new year to let us learn how to live.
保罗在这里说，有一个人，这个人是我们主耶稣基督。
Paul said there is a person here, and this person is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他死了。
He died.
结果我们众人呢，也死了。
And therefore, all died.
因为保罗在这里思想出来一件事，就是主耶稣的死代替了我们的死。
Because Paul had concluded here that the death of Lord Jesus Christ replaced our death.
对的死亡，死是一个结束，对不信主的人。
For those who do not believe in the Lord, death is an ending.
生命结束了。Life
has ended.
但是对的信主的人，死却不是一个结束。
But for those who believe in the Lord, then death is not an ending.
死却是一个开始。Death
is a beginning.
主耶稣的死。
The death of Jesus.
对我们的信主的人来讲，是一个开始。
For those who believe in the Lord, it is a beginning.
是一个新的开始。
It is a new beginning.
保罗在这里讲15节，让我们这些活的人知道怎么去活。
Paul said in verse 15, so that they who live may, so for those who live, they may know how to live.
乃是为主而活。
It is to live for the Lord.
为这位死而复活的主来活。
It is to live for him who died and rose again.
这是保罗讲到的第一个在这里讲到的那个改变。
This is the first change Paul talked about here.
我不知道你有没有为别人活过。
I don't know if you have lived for other people.
或者是说你没有为别人活过吧。
Perhaps you have not lived for others.
你有没有为一些事情来活过。
Have you lived for certain things?
有没有可能你为一件事情来活？
Is it possible for you to live for certain things?
那个事情充满了你。
This thing fills you.
我记得我做学生的时候。
I remember when I was a student.
我好像读书是我的生命。
The studying was my life.
我们是为着读书而活的。
We were living for to study.
早上起来就去早自习。
In the morning, we wake up to go to the morning class, and then we go to classes.
晚上就去补习。
And then at night, we would go to extra courses.
为读书活。
We were living to study.
苦不苦？
Was it bitter?
读书很苦哦。
To study is hard.
后来我发觉我没有学校读书了，也很苦。
But then I realized that when I didn't have a school to go to study, it was also hard.
闲在那里很苦。
It was very hard to just idle.
读完书好像需要有工作，要为工作而活。
After you graduated from school, then you need work. You need to live to work.
很苦，对不对？
If you don't have work, then that is very hard.
人家都上班了，你在家里。
And others would go to work, and then you have to stay at home.
后来发觉有了工作更苦。
And then I realized that after I have work, it is even harder.
为着工作而活。
To live for work.
早上5点半就开始工作。
Starting 5:30 in the morning, I have to start working.
8点半车子回到家的 driveway.
And 8:30 at night, the car returns to the driveway at home.
为工作而活苦不苦？
Is it hard to live for work?
有人为着朋友而活。
Some people live for their friends.
但是有些朋友他刺你的时候， 这些朋友成为你很苦的一件事情。
But sometimes when these friends sting you, then
没有朋友很苦啊。
It is hard to be without friends.
为朋友活也很苦。
But it is also hard to live for friends.
有人说单身一个人生活很苦。
Some people say that being single is hard.
结了婚苦不苦啊？
Is it hard after you get married?
我不敢问。
I do not dare to ask.
有没有刚新婚的？
Do we have anyone who's newlywed?
一个人苦。
One person is hard.
结了婚不苦吗？
Is it not hard after you are married?
结了婚没有孩子苦不苦？
After you're married and you don't have kids, is that hard?
有人说我们是为着孩子而活。
Some people say we live for our kids.
为孩子活的人都知道也很苦。
Those who live for their kids also know that it is hard.
当然有人说苦里面有甘甜。
But people say that in the hardship there is sweetness.
你说好，我什么人都不为人家活，我为我自己而活。
You say I don't live for anyone, I live for myself.
为着我自己的健康而活。
I live for my health.
你身体开始衰老的时候，你苦不苦？
When your body starts to deteriorate, is it hard?
你发觉开始不重用。
You find that you are no longer doing well.
你开始看到一大堆皱纹出来。
You see many wrinkles.
有人说我为了金钱来活。
Some people say I'll live for money.
最近金融风暴的时候，没有钱的亏500块，有钱的亏5万块。
Recently, in a financial crisis, if you don't have money, then you lose $500. But if you have money, you lose $50,000.
更苦。
To live for the money, it is even harder.
有没有可能我们为主而活？
Is it possible for us to live for the Lord?
主会不会让你失望？
Will the Lord disappoint you?
主会不会有时候好像生气不理你？
Will the Lord sometimes seem upset and ignore you?
你的生命中真正的能够为主而活吗？
In your life, can you really live for the Lord?
保罗在这里，基督的爱激励他的时候。
Paul here says when the love of Christ encourages him,
只有基督的爱能够永远的激励我们。
Only the love of Christ can constantly encourage us.
世界上所有东西没有办法抓住你。
Things of this world cannot control you.
让抓住你，让他，让你一生为他来活。
They cannot grab onto you for you to live for them for your entire life.
但是基督的爱能够抓住你。
But the love of Christ can grab onto you.
要你为他来活。
So that you love for the love of Christ.
我们常常讲啊。
We often say.
我们为着某些事情来活。
We live for certain things.
这里说我们要为主而活。
Here it says we have to live for the Lord.
我们不是为着家业来活，家产。家庭来活。
We're not living for our families.
我们不是为着一些责任来活。
We're not living for our responsibilities.
更不是金钱物质。
And it is not money or things of this world.
甚至讲多一点，我们其实不是为着弟兄姐妹来活。
Or even to say we are not living for brothers and sisters.
甚至不是为着教会的侍奉来活。
And we're not living for the service of the church.
甚至不是为教会而活。
And we can even say that we are not living for the church.
我们为什么而活？
What do we live for?
是为那位死而复活的主来活。
We live for the Lord who died and rose again.
有人说怎么为他活啊？
So some people would say, how do we live for the Lord?
保罗用一句话，他说你要去讨主的喜悦。
Paul uses a verse that says you have to seek after his pleasure.
如果你对着那个活的主你不太认识他的时候，
When you don't know much about this living Lord,
你很难讨他的喜悦。
It is very difficult for you to seek after his pleasure.
甚至有时候我会觉得，可能我们讨他喜悦是碰运气而已。
Sometimes I even think that us seeking after his pleasure is according to our luck.
你做一些事情，你跟主讲。我碰运气，希望我做这件事情讨你的喜悦。
And you do certain things, and you say to the Lord, "I'll try my luck to see whether or not this is pleasing to you."
你越认识主
，the more you know of the Lord.
你慢慢的知道主要什么。
Then gradually you know what the Lord wants.
你才能为主来活。
Then you can live for the Lord.
这是保罗在这里看到的第一个改变。
So this is the first change that Paul sees.
耶稣基督的爱在那里爱他。
The love of Christ is there loving him.
让他开始不为他自己来活。
so that he no longer lives for himself, but living for the Lord who died and rose again.
16节开始, 他不止停在这里,
starting verse 16, he doesn't only stop here.
他还讲, 他说, 16节, 他说, 所以从今以后,
he said, therefore, from now on,
我们不再凭外貌认人,
we recognize no one according to the flesh.
虽然凭着外貌认过基督,
even though we have known Christ according to the flesh,
如今却不再这样认他,
yet now we know him in this way no longer.
这里讲到认人,
here it says recognizing someone.
我承认我不是一个会认人的人,
I am not someone who know people very well.
我有时候连名字都叫不出来,
sometimes I can't even remember the name.
所以我常常鼓励弟兄姐妹, 我们教会在照相的时候, 把你自己的相片贴在那里, 不是要让你知道我在这里。
So many times I encourage brothers and sisters to have your picture be posted.
是为着我们这些软弱的人。
It is not so that you know you're here, but it is for those of us who are weak.
我常常会跑到那里去看那个照片, 那个人叫什么名字。
I would often go to the board with the pictures to see what is the name of that person.
知道名字以后, 然后再去找他。
And then once I know the name, I will go look for that person.
找到他以后, 他觉得, 诶, 奇怪, 你也叫得出我名, 你一定认识我。
And once I find that person and I call him by his name, and he'll think, oh, you know me, you know my name.
你真的认识他吗?
Do you really know him?
你不认识他,
you don't.
起码这是第一步嘛。
But at least it's the first step.
有人非常会看人哦。
Some people really know how to recognize someone.
会给你打分数。
They score you.
各方面的打分数。
They score you in all aspects.
我们家里就帮我们衣服打分数。 爸爸你今天穿的实在是这个分数不高。
In my family, I would get scored on what I wear, and my daughter would say, Daddy, your score today is not high for your outfit.
我们常常给人家打分数。
We often score people.
我们常常认人希望了解他。
We often get to know people.
有人跟你相处一段时间。
Someone spends some time with you.
结果你发觉他还不是不认识你。
And then you realize that he still doesn't know you.
我不知道你会不会伤心。
I don't know if you will be sad.
你会觉得这个人还是用外貌来看你。
This person is still recognizing you according to the outside.
你就跟你在一起20年了。
He's been with you for 20 some years.
他还是凭着外貌来认你。
He is still recognizing you according to the flesh.
看你做的事情的成功与失败来看你。
Still looking at you through the success or the failures of what you do.
看着对还是错来认你。
Look at what is right and what is wrong to recognize.
还给你打分数。
And to score you.
错了，零分。
You're wrong, so you get a zero.
失败，零分。
You're failure, so you get a zero.
我们常常这样去认人。
We often recognize people this way.
耶稣基督来到地上的时候,
when Lord Jesus Christ came to this world,
没有一个人真正认他,
no one truly knew him.
都认错,
they all recognized him wrong.
彼得有一次讲说, 你是基督,
Peter once said, you are Christ.
你是神的儿子,
you're the Son of God.
但是当主耶稣被挂的时候,
but when Jesus was crucified on a cross,
如果你真正认出他是神的儿子,
if you truly recognize him as the Son of God,
你真正认识他是基督的时候,
when you truly know that he is Christ,
我们有时候理智上有那个好像一下的亮光,
then in our mind, we would have this brief moment of light,
我们肉体常常又软弱下来,
but then our flesh would be weak.
我们对的主耶稣基督的认识够深吗?
Is our knowledge of Jesus Christ deep enough?
我没有信主之前, 我认为主耶稣是一个领导家, 宗教家。
Before I believed in Lord Jesus Christ, I thought he was a leader.
我觉得他真伟大。
I thought he was great.
因为我看到我们那时候有一些老师, 他们信主耶稣基督。
Because I saw some teachers who believed in Lord Jesus Christ.
我说那些 老师真的是被这个宗教家、教育家领导得很好。
And I say these teachers, they are being guided very well by this leader, by this religious leader.
那是我在旧的认识的里面去认识他。
That is me knowing Christ in the old knowledge.
是用我的肉体在认识主耶稣。
And to know Jesus Christ according to my flesh.
我们信了主呢?
After we believed in the Lord.
我信了主, 我认识主耶稣是个神。
After I believed in the Lord, I know that he is a God.
每一次认识主耶稣是我的主的时候,
Every time I know that when I know that Jesus Christ is my Lord,
我的肉体就有好多种方式来解读这件事情。
And then my flesh would interpret this in many different ways.
对我有益的,
according to my benefit.
他是我的主,
he is my Lord.
对我有伤害的,
when it is not beneficial for me,
这不是我的主,
then he is not my Lord.
我变成他的主,
then I become his Lord.
我承认我在蒙恩的时候,
I admit that when I received grace,
我认识主是浅的,
my knowledge of the Lord is very shallow.
乃是用救人的,
I recognize the Lord according to our old flesh. When the love of Christ encourages us to change us, so that we no longer recognize our Jesus Christ according to our own preference. Because what we know in flesh
是肤浅,
it is a temporal and it is shallow.
因为肉体去认识是肉体喜欢你。
Because what the flesh knows is what the flesh likes.
今天我们在弟兄姐妹当中,
today, among brothers and sisters,
我们常常也会用外貌来看人。
We often look at people according to the outside.
我们会看他的表现。
We look at their performance.
看他的语言。
Look at their language.
看他的侍奉,
look at their service.
看他的祷告,
look at his prayer.
看他的分享,
look at his sharing.
我们这样来认识我们的弟兄姐妹。
And that is how we know our brothers and sisters.
愿主怜悯我们这样的认识人。
May the Lord have mercy on us for recognizing people this way.
盼望主在我们身上有恩典。
I pray that the Lord will have grace on us.
让我们不再用外貌。
So that we no longer look at brothers and sisters according to the outside.
不再凭着肉体来认弟兄姐妹。
And no longer recognize brothers and sisters according to the flesh.
不再凭着外貌认基督。
And no longer recognizing Christ according to the appearance.
不再凭着外貌肉体来认基督。
And no longer recognizing Christ according to flesh or appearance.
可以多讲一点。
Actually, we can talk about it a little bit more.
今天我们的侍奉是不是常常也是用肉体来做呢?
Today, is our service also done according to the flesh?
好像是用外貌的方式来做。
Almost as if we are doing it on the outside.
基督徒跟很多事情在一起做的时候,
when Christians are doing many things together,
这些事情可以成为属灵的事情。
These things can become spiritual things.
这是一个完全跟外界没有信主的人完全不一样的事情。
That is completely different from those who don't believe in Christ.
有一个弟兄有一次交通一件事情很touch到我。
There's one brother who at one time shared something that very much touched me.
他说, 那时候他们在上海聚会的时候,
he said when they were gathering in Shanghai,
他说每一天早上, 他们都排板凳, 桌子椅子排板凳,
he said every morning they have to line up the wooden chairs.
他说弟兄们都来买排板凳,
he said the brothers would all come to line up the chairs.
他说有多年以来, 他看到一个老伯母,
and he said, for many years, he saw this elderly lady.
她每一次来,
and every time she comes, she would have this wiper. And she would wipe off the dust on the chair.
她说那时候他们在上海聚会，有时候常常那个他们叫灰尘很大。
And he said when they were gathering in Shanghai at that time there would be a lot of dust.
所以有些弟兄他们坐下去那个裤子就上面有一层灰。
And many times when they sit down there would be a layer of dust on their pants.
那这个老姐妹常常在那边抹灰。
And this elderly sister would often be there wiping away the dust.
那这弟兄有一次就到那个老姐妹旁边。
And this brother one time stood next to this elderly sister.
那老姐妹她听到那个老姐妹在讲话,
and he heard that this elderly sister was speaking.
就她说大概年纪大吧, 自己，你知道年纪大常常会自己讲起来话，我现在也有这个情况啊。
And he thought, perhaps she's just speaking to herself. Since I'm getting older now, sometimes I would have the same phenomenon.
是不是弟兄以为那老姐妹大概就是神智比较，就自己讲起话来？
And he thought that the sister was just speaking to herself.
那有时候我觉得，有时候做服事做到一个地步，很不高兴，就开始骂人。
Sometimes we are serving to a point that we are so upset that we would yell at other people.
所以就他们自己跟自己讲话。
And then we would speak to ourselves.
就他没有想到这个老姐妹每抹一张桌子抹一张椅子就为那个椅子祷告。
And what he didn't realize was that this elderly sister, for every chair that she was wiping, she would pray for the chair.
他说愿这椅子坐的人今天蒙主的光照。
She said, "May the person who sit on this chair receive the light from the Lord today."
他下一张椅子，他就说，愿这个坐的人他被主抓到。
And she said, and then she would move on to the next chair, and she would say, "May the person who sit on this chair be grabbed by the Lord."
当那个弟兄在交通这个事情的时候
，When the brother was having fellowship about this，
我常常讲。我们其实在教会的侍奉也可以有这样的属灵的原则。
I often say that the service that we have in the church can often have the same spiritual principle.
当你在那边换灯泡的时候
，When you're changing the light bulb，
其实你可以祷告，让这灯泡照亮弟兄姐妹圣经的字。
You can pray that may this light bulb shine light on the words in the Bible for brothers and sisters.
当你在帮弟兄排桌椅的时候，你可以祷告弟兄姐妹能够安稳地坐在桌椅上聚会。
When you're lining up the chairs and the tables, you can pray that may brothers and sisters be able to sit there in peace.
当你在那边洗餐盘倒垃圾的时候，你可以。为弟兄姐妹祷告，你在帮他们洗脚。
When you are cleaning the trays or taking out the garbage, you can pray that you are washing the feet of brothers and sisters.
你在递诗歌本的时候，你为了诗歌本祷告，让这诗歌本的字能够抓住弟兄姐妹。
And when you are handing out the hymn books, you can pray that may the words of the hymn book grab onto brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。你知道在教会的侍奉事情上神给我们多大的权力与权柄吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know that in the service of the church, how much power and authority God has given us?
你知道这个事情就成为属灵的事情。
Do you know that these things become spiritual things?
这个事情就神能够成为你祝福人的管道。
This thing can become the channel through which you bless other people.
不是在这里站着，好像我在这边讲，来供应弟兄姐妹而已。
It is not only like me standing here providing for brothers and sisters.
好像只有交通分享能够造就人而已。
It is not as if only fellowship and sharing can edify people.
我们在暗处所做的。
What we do in the dark.
你相不相信主能够在暗处纪念你呢？
Do you believe the Lord can also remember you in the dark?
主耶稣的爱。
The love of Lord Jesus Christ.
在那里感动保罗。
Is there touching Paul?
保罗说他被主耶稣的爱抓到。
Paul said he has been grabbed by the love of Christ.
他发觉他今天不能再为他自己而活。
He finds that he can no longer live for himself.
要为那位死而复活的主来活。
But to live for the Lord who died and rose again.
他发觉基督的爱抓住他了。
He found that the love of Christ has grabbed him.
他才知道他曾经用肉体去认基督是何等认错的一件事情。
Then he recognized how wrong he was to know Christ according to flesh.
当主耶稣在那里感动你的时候。
When Jesus is there touching you,
他的爱摸着你的时候,
when his love is touching you,
你的里面会有个深深的感觉,
in you there is a deep feeling.
主啊, 原来我还是不认识你。
Lord, I still do not know you.
我认识你的还是肤浅。
What I know of you is still shallow.
你慢慢会知道主爱你爱到一个地步。
Then gradually you'll know that the Lord loves you to a point.
你难以用你的心思意念可以想象出来。
That it is difficult for you to imagine with your mind.
这里保罗讲了一个属灵很大的秘诀，在十七节里面。
In verse 17, Paul talked about a great spiritual secret.
他说，若有人在基督里。
He said, if anyone is in Christ,
他就是一个新造的人。
He is a new creature.
旧事已过。
The old things passed away.
都变成新的。
Behold, new things have come.
在有些版本的翻译里面。
In some versions, the translation,
它那个都变成新的。
That it has all become new.
那个后面有个惊叹号。
It has an exclamation point afterwards.
这里翻出来，有一个字你看到，为什么有惊叹号？
Here in the translation, you'll see why there is an exclamation point after.
有个 behold, 对不对？
There is a word here, behold.
结果中文没有。
But in Chinese, it's not there.
我觉得很可惜。
I think it's a shame.
因为如果按着这个字如果放进去的话，
Because if you put this word in there,
这句话你又会有更多的感觉主实在宝贵。
Then you can have a deeper feeling of how precious the Lord is.
他说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的。
It says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
看啊，注意啊。
So behold, pay attention.
旧的事情已经过了。
The old things passed away.
一切要变成新的。
And new things have come.
旧约、新约常常用到 behold 的时候。
In the Old and New Testament, it often uses the word behold
叫大家开始注意
to draw people's attention.
常常主耶稣来了。
Often it's when Jesus is coming.
主耶稣要做事情。
That Jesus is about to do something.
当你在基督的里面的时候，
When you're in Christ,
你就是一个新造的人。
Then you are a new creature.
所有东西都变成新的。
All things have come new.
如果你在基督的外面，
If you're outside of Christ,
你还是在旧造的里面。
Then you are still in the old creation.
什么叫做在旧造的里面？
What does it mean to be in the old creation?
就是所有旧的事情会一直在重演。
It means that the old things will keep on repeating itself.
一直在那边搅扰你。
It will continue to come to disturb you.
一直在那边让你伤心。
It will continue to sadden you.
这里讲到那个新造的人。
There it talks about a new creature.
圣经里面新约讲到新的时候有两方面的意思。
In the New Testament, when it uses the word new, it has two meanings.
一个新，那个新，第一个是跟时间有关系。
The first one is related to time.
今年是2009年。
This is 2009.
2008年就变成旧的年。
2008 is an old year.
2009年是新的年。
And 2009 is the new year.
再过363天之后，这一年也变旧的。
And 363 days later, this year would also be an old year.
时间有关系的。
This is related to time.
我们常常活在这个新旧的这个定义的里面。
We often live in the definition of new and old.
新约里面，在圣经里面用了那个新字，还有另外一层的意思。
And the scripture uses the word new, it has another meaning.
那个意思是新鲜的。
The meaning is that it's fresh.
那个 fresh 是跟 aging 没有，不会 aging 的。
This freshness, it doesn't age.
你知道，当我们是一个新造的人的时候，
You know, when we are a new creature,
这个新是新鲜的。
This new is fresh.
是一个新鲜的创造。
It is a new creation.
每一天都是新的。
Every day is renewed.
我常常有时候跟人家开一个这样的玩笑。
I would often joke with people this way.
我今年48岁。
I am 48 years old this year.
英文用 48 years old, 48岁老。
The English would say I'm 48 years old.
但是你知道 我们在主里面的人。
But you know, those of us who are in the Lord,
我们信主二十几年了。
We have believed in the Lord for 20 some years.
我们应该讲，我今年23岁新。
We should say that this year I am 23 years young.
我们从重生开始。
We start with the rebirth.
我们一天一天的信。
And every day we are renewed.
新成为我们的生命。
This newness, this freshness becomes our life.
旧的过去。
The old things passed away.
这个新人在里面服侍我们。
And this new person is in there serving us.
每一次服侍里面的旧人的时候。
Every time when you're serving the old person inside.
旧人慢慢失去了力量。
And then this old person would gradually lose its power.
这个旧人开始慢慢没有功用。
And this old person would gradually lose his function.
在这里。
Here,
我用这几段新圣经跟弟兄姐妹勉励。
I use these verses to encourage brothers and sisters.
盼望在新的一年里。
Hope that in this new year,
基督的爱更多的激励我。
The love of Christ would encourage us more.
更多的抓住我们。
To would grab onto us more.
让我们不会随着是世界的风潮被抓住。
So that we would not be grabbed away by the trend of this world.
好不好？我们把十四节到十七节，我们再念一次。
Let us read verse 14 through 17 once again.
好，我们一起来。
Let us read it together.
原来，
For the love of Christ controls us. Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
所以我们从今以后，
we recognize no one according to the flesh.
虽然凭着外貌认过基督，
even though we have known Christ according to the flesh,
如今却不
再认他了。 Yet now we know him in this way no longer.
若有人在基督里，
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creature, the old things passed away. Behold, new things have come.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
恩典的主，我们知道你的恩典常与我们同在。
Gracious Lord, we know that your grace is always with us.
我们何等的宝贵你。
How we treasure you.
乃是你何等的宝贵我们。
It is how you treasure us.
让基督的爱在那里抓住我们众人。
Let the love of Christ grabbing onto all of us.
因为我们实在知道主你的死乃是为着我们。
Lord, because we truly know that your death is for us.
你的复活也是为着我们。
And your resurrection is for us.
让我们真的能够知道，我们如今活着是为着那位死而复活的主来活。
May we truly know that we live today for the Lord who resurrected.
主，我们也相信你宝血会赦免我们常常用外貌来认人。
Lord, we also know that your precious blood can forgive us often recognizing people according to flesh.
因为我们也常常这样认识我们的主耶稣基督。
Because that is how we often recognize our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，帮助我们，因为我们对你的爱有更多的回应。
Lord, help us so that we can respond more to your love.
让我们这个人里面的灵来认耶稣基督。
So that the spirit inside of us can know Lord Jesus.
主啊，有你多好。
Lord, how good it is to have you.
你比万物都美。
You are more beautiful than all things.
主啊，我们也实在知道你的应许说，若有人在基督里，就是一个新造的人。
Lord, we know that you've promised that if anyone is a new is in Christ, then all things are new.
旧事已过。
All things passed away.
一切都变成新的。
And new things have come.
主啊，你祝福这些话语。
Lord, may you bless these words.
也让我们活在这些话的里面。
And may we live in these words.
荣耀赞美归给我们的主。
Glory and praise be unto our Lord.
祷告是奉耶稣基督。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.